Ladies and gentlemen, my great pleasure to introduce to you John McGivern.
Winter is making its way to the exit. There was something in the air this morning that reminded me that I turned a corner, and guess what? It's spring. It seems like yesterday that last spring arrived. I remember quickly giving thanks and calling it summer. I celebrated making it through the winter and gladly settled into the seasonal change. You see, the winter of 2004-2005 was my first full everyday winter spent in Milwaukee since 1978. I have a few observations. I have to state my premise. Winter in Milwaukee is easy. That said, I need to explain. The day-to-day living is, pardon the expression, a breeze, a cold, frigid, man, I wish it would warm up breeze. We live our winter lives and make adjustments based on the seasonal knowledge and experience that this too shall pass. We have firsthand knowledge that winter will end and we can enjoy the summer fruits of our frigid winter labor. I am here to suggest that the actual daily winter living is completely manageable. It's the after-the-season discussions that create the false truth that it's hard to live here between the months of December and March. I realize some of you might be questioning my March reference. When I lived in Los Angeles, I had in my mind that March was the end, and April came, and everything winter-related was but a memory. I realize now, after my first winter back in Milwaukee, that I was mistaken. I realize now that winter can be really stubborn. I realize now that winter can hang on like a cheap suit. It's like that relative who comes to visit and extends his stay a few days longer than expected. It's like that play that halfway through the second act you realize you've looked at and lit up your Indiglo watch too many times. It's like that person at the grocery store that waits to find out the total and then begins to write the check. It's like that drive back from Chicago and you realize that you're only at the Brat stop. I realized winter was longer than remember when I stood on a downtown corner for the St. Patrick's Day parade and realized I was the only one not in a snowmobile suit. I realized winter was longer than remember when my niece's and nephew's Easter egg hunt was saved by the fact that the eggs were colored with Pa's food coloring. Otherwise, they would have had to wait for spring to arrive and the snow to melt to find the eggs. Claiming Easter egg victory closer to Memorial Day than Easter is something a four-year-old just doesn't understand.
No.
In February, I was sitting in the beautiful Pabst Theater being interviewed by a reporter from the Weather Channel because I was asked by Visit Milwaukee to be a national spokesman for the city of Milwaukee on the Weather Channel. He arrived from Atlanta, that reporter, with a notebook full of facts claiming we live in the sixth coldest and seventh snowiest city in the country. He was dressed in fashionable, never-worn-before Eddie Bauer winter gear. And his face was dressed with an, oh my God, I pity you expression. He was after the story. He wanted a first-person account of what life could offer any of us who lived in this winter wasteland. It was one of those clear winter days when the air was crisp and the sun offered hope. The Weather Channel man was surprised at how tame it all seemed. He said, John, I actually saw people on the street. Seemingly oblivious to the fact that the temperature is well below freezing. He took off his new fleece vest, revealing a shirt stained with sweat rings. Unaware that there is a method to our temperature regulating madness, he wiped the sweat off his brow, asking, how do you prepare yourself for winter? And is it difficult to commit your life to this environment? I explained that before winter, there was fall. And before that was summer. And spring is always something we remember. It's that change in season that keeps winter in perspective. As we approach another spring, I'm grateful for all that summer implies. I'm grateful to the person who came up with the idea to set your clocks 1 hour ahead, so in fact we have more of a summer day than we do a summer night. I'm grateful that the storm windows will be taken off the house, cleaned with vinegar solution, and stored in the basement. I'm grateful for the garden hose that will be reconnected to the spigot on the side of the house that will rinse the screens that will replace those storms. I'm grateful that the porches will come out of their comas and outdoor life will be reclaimed. I'm grateful that sprinklers of all shapes and sprays will blast life from yard to yard so that lawns can turn that summer green. I'm grateful that the season of festivals will arrive and our weekend lives will be enhanced by the opportunity to engage culturally with all aspects of this community that we call home. I realize after years in Los Angeles, where the climate is always warm and mostly sunny, that I welcome everything about our seasons. I celebrate climate diversity. I embrace and hold on to the thought of summer and thank the Lord for the long fall and pray that winter lives a shorter life than last so that spring finds me talking about how easy it is to live through any season, especially winter, in this city that we call Milwaukee.